Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called The Lord Your God and Joshua Will Cross Over the Jordan River Before You. It's over Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 30. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I had this on my heart from the Lord to write this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to pray lots and lots about this before ever attempting what the Lord had on my heart. And the answer he had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. But he also has shown me that different ways to helping viewers and listeners to understand the meaning. Sometimes it's by within brackets, putting more common terms, because they use words like it came to pass, and that's not something we say normally. So I say it happened, but I put the happened within brackets. So, you know, there's been a slight change, but it's not intended to change the meaning. It's intended to enhance the meaning or the understanding of the meaning. Anyway, sometimes it's saying who's speaking, who's being spoken to. Sometimes it's by putting, briefly paraphrasing something that happened in a previous chapter or book of the Bible, or putting a Bible verse that covers that particular thing, because the viewer or the listener can't necessarily know or get the full meaning of that particular passage without that information. Or at least that's what I assume, because I only put it if the Lord has it on my heart to do so. Anyway, those particular ones that the Lord has on my heart to do that are paraphrasing or giving you background information, the backstory on particular things so you understand what they're saying in the passage, the current passage we're covering, those I put within brackets and I put a different color font. And so you don't see a different color font, you're listening to it. And I will tell you within brackets, it says, so you know, that's one that she added special to help aid in understanding the backstory or understanding the meaning. Also, there are times that I condense, combine, and compress similar words. And the Lord had this on my heart to put in a table format, which doesn't really affect you because it reads the same in table format or not. It just looks different to the person who might look at it on the blog site, but I figured the Lord wanted that done that way for a particular purpose. And I could only guess at the purpose, but I figure it's positive. And the Lord had it on my heart, you know, over a period of time to do it, even though I was reluctant, but that's what he wanted. And actually, in my opinion, I think it maybe aids in building on what you just read, you know, the scene in the table format. Anyway, this is only accomplished through primarily the King James Version Bible, lots and lots of prayers. And sometimes I will utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. But sometimes, I don't put in repetitive text unless it has added meaning to it, or it's done for emphasis. If it's just repetitive over and over and over again, and it doesn't add anything new to it, I have the initial time and allude to that. But the thing is that does change verse numbering. So I don't say this is verse 5, this is verse 6, this is verse 7. I tell you like I am now, this is over Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 31, and it's covering verses 1 through 30, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include from this chapter will be here. If I get to a point where it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, it's foretelling of a future event. There's a red star. Asterisk is what it is. I don't have stars. I mean, I don't type with the stars. And so every now and then I can summarize that future event, but not always. And also, if I get to a part where it's referring to when Jesus is spoken, his words will be in red, and I will tell you that you can't see the colors. Anyway, this is the Lord your God, and Joshua will cross over the Jordan River before you. And it's over Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 30. Okay, this is an aside. Sometimes I have, in the past, used, like, before you means in front of you. So sometimes I'll put within brackets in front of you, so it makes it more clear. But in this case, either way it works. Moses went and spoke these words to all of Israel. He said, I am 120 years old today, and I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not go over the Jordan River. The Lord your God will go over ahead of you, and he will destroy the nations before you, and you shall take possession of their land. Joshua will go over in front of you like the Lord your God said. The Lord shall do to them like he did to Sihon and Og, the Amorites, king, and to the lands of those he destroyed. The Lord shall deliver them to you before your face, so that you may do to them as I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, and don't be fearful nor afraid of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you, and he will not fail you nor abandon you. Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their forefathers to give to them, and you shall cause them to inherit the land. And the Lord is who goes before you. He will be with you, and the Lord will not fail you. Nor abandon you. Don't fear or be worried. Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priest, the son of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the year the Israelites are released from their debts during the Feast of Tabernacles, when all of the Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place he shall choose, you shall read this law before all of Israel so they can hear. Gather the people together, men, women, children, and strangers within your gates, so that they may hear and learn and fear, which means respect, the Lord your God, and do all the words of this law. So their children who haven't known anything may hear and learn and to fear and respect the Lord your God as long as you live in the land over the Jordan River that you go to possess. The Lord said to Moses, look, the day you must die approaches. Call Joshua and present yourself before the congregation in the tabernacles. And the tabernacle, this is an aside, is a big tent-like church because they move from place to place in the wilderness. It was very elaborate. The Lord gave Moses the design, and he had people carry it out, and it worked out well, and they were able to collapse it the next time they had to go to another place in the wilderness. Okay, so I'm going to go back. Call Joshua and present yourself before the congregation in the tabernacle so I may put him in charge. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud that stood over the door of the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, look, you shall sleep in death with your forefathers, and this people shall rise up and... Okay, so I have within brackets, and it says, be unfaithful and go after false gods of strangers of the land, where they go to be among them. They will abandon me and break my covenant, which is a contract, and I have made with them. Then my anger shall grow against them, and on that day I will abandon them, and I will turn my back on them like they turn their backs from me, and they shall be devoured. Many troubles and evil will come upon them, so they will say on that day, haven't these evils come upon us because our God isn't among us? I will surely hide my face on that day for the evil that they did by turning to other gods. Therefore, write this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it on their mouths so that this song may be a witness for me against the children, which is the people of Israel. For when I have brought them into the land that I swore to their forefathers with milk and honey, they have eaten and filled themselves and have grown fat, and then turn to other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. It shall happen when many troubles and evil have come upon them that this song will testify against them like a witness. For this song shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants. Even before I have brought them into this land that I swore to them, I knew their intentions. Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children, which is the people of Israel. He put Joshua, Nun's son, in charge and said, be strong and be of good courage, for you shall bring the children, which is the people of Israel, into the land that I have sworn to them. I, the Lord God, will be with you. It happened when Moses had finished writing the words of this law in the book, Moses commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it inside of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, so it may be there for a witness against you. For I, Moses, know your rebellion and your stiff, stubborn neck. While I am still alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How many more times will you do this after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, so I may speak these words, so they may hear them, and I call heaven and earth as witness against them, for I know that after my death, you will totally corrupt yourselves and go astray from the way I have commanded you, and evil will come upon you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord and provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Within brackets, it says, by making idols. And that's why he says the work of your hands, because they made the idols with their hands. Okay. Moses spoke the words of this song in the ears of all the congregation of Israel until they were finished. The next time I share a podcast, it will be titled The Son Moses Wrote. The song Moses wrote. Sorry. The song Moses wrote before he died. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 52. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.